a couple of days of work, not much, then you're right back on the mats again.
Yeah, and you could tell yesterday that we hadn't been on the mat for quite a while. You could tell that we'd only had a couple days of practice. You know, our conditioning wasn't quite where we wanted it to be. You know, we wrestled hard, but some of our matches that went into the third period, you could see some of our guys get a little bit gassed. And, you know, that's to be expected with, you know, the moratorium layoff and how little our guys have been on the actual mat competing. You know, a lot of our guys had been a couple weeks since they've actually done some live wrestling, you know, in competition. And, you know, you try to replicate as much as you can in the practice room, but it's just hard to do. And I told the guys after our first couple of rounds, you know, the only way to get into wrestling shape is to actually wrestle matches. And we were just going to wrestle ourselves into shape yesterday. And a lot of our guys, you know, it was a dual tournament. So a lot of our guys got four or five matches. And, you know, by the end of the day, we were wrestling a lot better than we were at the beginning of the day. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with the competition that we were going up against. Right out of the gates, we had two tough duels. The first one was against Cheyenne East, and I believe they got second place overall. They have a solid team from top to bottom. They were some tough opponents right out of the gates the first round. And then our second round was against Scott's Bluff, who supposedly is one of the top two teams in Class B this year. They have another solid lineup from top to bottom. And so it was good for our guys to experience that level of competition and get those matches out of the way early in the day. And then at the last three rounds, we wrestled a lot better. Our third round was against Alliance, which is a district opponent, a team that we'll see a couple more times this year. And we actually won that duel, which was good for our guys, you know, a boost of morale for our guys as a team. We wrestled Lincoln High. We beat Lincoln High. Unfortunately, Lincoln High only brought three wrestlers to the meet. And, yeah, that's hard to understand. You know, a school their size, they only bring three wrestlers. But, you know, we've been in that situation before where, you know, they probably have a lot of sickness or injuries or vacations, you know, over the break. Who knows? But it's a long ways to go. Long trip for Lincoln High to come out to North Platte with only three guys for a dual tournament. And so they struggled on the day, but we did get that dual win. The three matches that we had in that duel, we won two out of the three, and so we felt good about that. Probably should have won three out of three, but in some of the weight classes, we're still learning and getting that experience. And then we finished the day. Our fifth duel was against Cheyenne Central. And that was a pretty close duel. It went back and forth throughout the duel, and we ended up losing 42-30. And it really came down to we just had a few more open weight classes than they did, you know. And we have three open weight classes this year, and so you're making up. You have to make up, you know, an 18-point deficit in every duel. And so, you know, that's really what it came down to. But I was really pleased with, you know, how our guys wrestled. You know, once again, I think half of our team is made up of sophomores and freshmen. They're just great competitors. They don't like to lose, which is good to see. They go out there and they give it their all in every match. And, you know, I've told them since the beginning of the season, it's going to be a roller coaster ride. Some matches, they're going to go out there and they're going to look like $1 million. And in other matches, they're going to go out there and they're going to look like freshmen and sophomores. And so that's what it was yesterday. A lot of them had some success, and then in some other matches, not so much success. But those are learning opportunities. And I told them, I said, I go, if you fix some of these mistakes, by the time you're a junior or senior, you're going to be the one dishing out the punishment on your opponents. And so just keep that in your memory banks. And they will. And, you know, they're improving every time they step out on the mat. It's just unfortunate that up to this point we haven't been out on the mat that much. And, you know, so hopefully, you know, yesterday and the month of January is going to be a lot more busy for us. And I told them a couple of days ago that, you know, the month of January is going to feel like every other day we're going to be competing. And that's what they want to do. You know, that's the fun side of wrestling, is going out there and competing on the mat. The grind in the practice room gets old after a while. And so our hands are going to be full. We're going to be busy. And we're going to get out there on the mat as much as we can in the month of January.
I do believe the debut for a couple of kids who hadn't had a chance because of injury, the debut for the first time, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yesterday, Alex Anthony wrestled for the first time. He's up at 182 pounds right now. And, you know, that's two weight classes higher than what he's wrestled in the past. He's a three-time state qualifier, two-time state medalist. At 160 pounds, but he made the decision this year, right now, to wrestle 182 pounds. And his first match out of the gate yesterday was against a kid from Cheyenne East, who I believe is one of the ranked wrestlers at that weight class in Wyoming, a good wrestler. And, you know, we really didn't know what to expect from Alex with it being his first time on the mat this year. And up at the new weight class, you just never know how it really is gonna go. But he came out and wrestled really well, wrestled a solid match, ended up winning 9-3. And so that was pleasing to see how he performed. Didn't look like he had missed a step at all. Didn't look like the new weight was bothering him at all. And then in his second match against Scott's Bluff, he wrestled the number two ranked kid in the state at that weight class, and had a close match with him. Ended up losing 3-0, but it really came down to one turn. And that kid got two back points in the second period, and that really changed how Alex was going to wrestle in the third period. He was going to have to go for a bigger move to try to make up that deficit. But he wrestled well throughout the match. You know, that kid doesn't have too many close matches. And for Alex, it only being his second match of the year, to come out and wrestle that close of a match, you know, is a good sign. It's a good positive sign moving forward. And we were pleased with how he performed yesterday.
Few others that stood out yesterday among the individuals?
Probably, you know, the one that wrestled the best yesterday was Canyon Hosick. I believe he was our one guy that went undefeated yesterday. He's wrestling still at a very high level, very explosive wrestler. You know, his takedowns are looking really crisp. You know, he's looking very fluid in everything that he does. Wrestled a couple of good wrestlers yesterday, and you know, he just continues to look good out there on the mat. And it was good to see him pick up five wins yesterday for himself and for the team. And then another guy that wrestled well yesterday, went 4-1, I believe, is a freshman, Tristan Campbell. And lost his first match against the kid from Cheyenne East, but rebounded nicely and came back and got four wins for himself. And he's one that he's just a freshman, but he's not your typical freshman. He's still learning when he's out there on the mat, fixing some things. And by the end of the season, we expect, you know, some pretty good things out of Tristan. Very smart wrestler, very intelligent wrestler. You can tell that he's wrestled a lot of matches up through his career. And, you know, he just does a lot of good things out there. And then another guy that it was his debut yesterday was freshman Callan McCorkle. He had been out of the lineup with injuries the first half of the season. And it was good to finally get him out there on the mat. He did pick up, I think, one or two wins yesterday, but he wrestled some pretty good kids. He wrestles 152 pounds, and typically that's a pretty tough weight class. You have some pretty strong athletes at that weight class, and even though he didn't win all of his matches, he's able to hang with a lot of those guys. And he's one of those guys that every time he's out there on the mat, he's going to learn from what he does wrong. And, you know, I told him that he's one of the guys that I said, put these matches in your memory bank, because by the time he gets to be an upperclassman, he's gonna be the real deal. He's going to be a freight train out there.
So overall, for the first meet back after the Christmas break, I think he finished sixth place overall. Not a bad day at all, was it?
No. That's probably about where we should finish. You know, we thought we had a pretty good chance going into the Cheyenne Central duel of maybe winning that if everything went our way. But, you know, compared to last year to this year, you know, last year we were just fighting to win any duel. And this year, you know, we at least go into these duels, a lot of our duels, with a fighting chance. You know, that's good to see. You know, is that this year we're a lot more competitive as a team from top to bottom. It was good to see. It was our first time yesterday really having our full lineup all together at once. You know, we still do have Cade Beebe out with injury, and hopefully we get him back at some point in the season. But we filled the 11 weight classes that we were expecting to fill. Like I said, we got Callum McCorkle and Alex Anthony back in the lineup yesterday. And so it was fun just to work with the full team for the first time all year.
The girls had their tournament before the boys at Ubaleva, and they came out and had a good, pretty good turnout, didn't they?
Yeah, we had six or seven, I believe, of our girls wrestling yesterday. And the way they did it is they did a round of the boys and then they did a round of the girls in the same gym. And so it went back and forth. You know, our girls are fun to watch. They're continuing to improve every time they're out there on the mat. Two of the highlights for the girls yesterday was freshman Peyton Cock. She got first place once again yesterday. She actually bumped up to 120 pounds yesterday. And, you know, you never know with a freshman how that's going to go. And she went out there and got first place. And so she's fun to watch. She goes out there and she actually uses some good technique. You can tell that she's wrestled before. You know, you can tell that she's got a couple of brothers at home that I think, give her some. She's probably fought a lot of her life growing up in the living room and things like that. And she's just a tough girl, tough freshman. And, you know, for her to go this far in the season and be undefeated, you know, she's starting to turn some heads and getting noticed by some other teams and other coaches. And it's good to see that, you know, the success that she's having because she works hard in the practice room. Another one that got first place yesterday was Michaela Pate once again. I believe she's undefeated on the year still, and she got, I think, four matches yesterday and looked good in all four of her matches, and so that's good to see that she's still wrestling at a high level. And then two others, I believe, that got third place yesterday were Mika Dobb and Aubrey Siebold. And what's good about them is both of them are first-year wrestlers. And, you know, I still remember before the season started working with them in the off season, and the first day they came in and they couldn't even get into a wrestling stance, and to see where they were then to where they are now, you know, they just it's fun to watch the improvement of a lot of those girls throughout the season and to see them have some success. And so it's fun to watch them, you know, they're going to continue to improve throughout the season, it's just fun to watch.
Nice where both girls and boys can, it doesn't happen all the time, it can be at the same location. It gives you a chance to watch them as well. I know Coach Hosa kind of leads that bunch a little bit, but it's good every now and then to have a chance for you to watch too.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach Hosa does do a good job with the girls' team. The thing is we all practice together, and so we're in the practice room together. And, you know, I don't really know a lot of times, you know, what they need to work on or how they're doing exactly. You know, Coach Hosek, of course, lets me know, but, you know, when you get to see it firsthand, you know, it kind of sinks in a little bit more. And, yeah, I don't get a lot of opportunities to see the girls wrestle in competition. And so any time that I get to do that, it's always a good time. I think the girls like it when I'm there. Hopefully I don't make them too nervous when I show up, get them out of their comfort zone. But, no, they like to come up and they ask a lot of questions throughout the tournament on technique and things like that. And it's fun to try to help them as much as I can. And one thing I like about the girls is the excitement that they bring to the mat and how supportive they are of each other. When any one of them is wrestling out on the mat, the entire team is right there by the mat screaming and cheering them on, and it really makes for a fun, exciting atmosphere.
Next couple of weeks, you have pretty much every week you're going to have at least two events every week, and that starts next week with the road trip up to Ogallala for a couple of duels, Sydney, Ogallala next week.
Yeah, it starts to get busy for us. Like I said, the month of January, it's going to seem like we're wrestling every other day. Between varsity and JV on Tuesday, weather permitting. Hopefully we get to make the trip up to Ogallala. Somebody told me that there's a chance of snow on Tuesday or whatever, but hopefully we get up there for those two duels, and that'll be our boys and our girls. We'll all both get to wrestle in some duels up there, and so we're looking forward to that since it got postponed before Christmas. Thursday, our boys go to Gothenburg for a JV tournament, and then our varsity team goes to Beatrice on Saturday for a little bit of a road trip. Our girls will go to Norton on Saturday, and a lot of our girls are looking forward to that tournament because last year they went, and that was one of their tougher tournaments of the year. And so they're looking forward to hopefully seeing some tough competition down there in Kansas. The Kansas schools on the girls' side, they're about 3 years ahead of us. And, you know, last year it really showed our girls, you know, what 3 years can do. And so they're looking forward to going down there and putting on a little bit better performance this year than they did last year. They kind of know a little bit more of what to expect this year going down there. And so hopefully they go down there and have some success. On the boys' side, we get to go to Beatrice. And last year was our first year of doing that. And it's good to be able to go back to the east side of the state and see some of the teams that we normally don't get to see. We will see Beatrice. We'll see Lincoln Northeast, I believe, is there. A couple of other schools. I can't seem to think of all of them right now. It's not the largest tournament. I think there's about eight to ten schools there, but a lot of them are teams that we don't normally get to see. And so our kids, they got to experience it last year, and they're looking forward to going back this year.
I see Sydney and Ogallala dual-wise, dual records so far, not the greatest in the world, but they've always traditionally had some pretty good kids, haven't they?
Yeah, both of them. If you were to ask them, would probably say that these aren't their strongest teams, top to bottom. They've had some stronger teams in the last few years. They got some quality kids in their lineup. And I believe that all three duels amongst the three of us are probably, you know, toss-up duels. There's going to be a lot of highly contested matches in those duels. And like any duel, it comes down to bonus points. And, you know, if you can get more pins than what you give up, you're going to have a shot in any duel. And we're looking forward. We were looking forward to these duels before break, and we'd really like to get these duels in. Both of them are district opponents, and so it's good to see those guys since we'll be seeing them at the end of the month or in February. And hopefully we get those in, and you know, if everything goes right, hopefully we pick up two more dual victories.
I know your high school kids are keeping busy, but I see the words out right now that your little kids wrestling starting to get organized a little bit for all their tournaments coming up, isn't it?
Yep. The Youth Wrestling Club will be kicking off, I believe, next week. I think it's January 2nd. They're going to have a meeting, a parents meeting, up at the high school. And, you know, that's where it all begins. You got to have a feeder program, you know, that feeds into your junior high and high school program. And Coach Kalinske and his crew, they're doing a great job with the wrestling club. I think last year we had 100 kids out for wrestling, and that's great to see. You know, when I first started, I think we had about 50 kids out, and so we've doubled that since then. And, you know, you can really start to see the payoff at the high school level when the kids have been through the club program. A lot of these freshmen that we have on our team this year came up through the program, and that's why they're able to step out there on the mat in high school and be as competitive as they are. But that'll kick off January 2nd. Their practices, I believe, are on Tuesdays and Thursdays up at the wrestling building. And if anybody wants any information on that, they can go to the Facebook page. And I believe that there's information there. I don't know if there's a flyer there or not, but I believe all the schools got flyers. And so you can pick up one there. And hopefully a lot of kids show up this year. One thing that's new this year for the wrestling club is we are having a girls division that's going to be together but separate. We're going to try that out this year, and supposedly we've heard that there's quite a bit of interest with some younger girls that want to give wrestling a shot. And so, you know, that's going to be fun to get that started. And, you know, like I said, that's where it all begins. If some of these girls start wrestling at a younger age, by the time they get to high school, you know, good things are going to happen for them. They're not going to be starting from scratch like a lot of these girls that we have now. You know, last year was their first year. And if they start in junior high or in elementary, their level of wrestling is going to be just that much better when they get there. So it'll be fun and exciting to kick that off this season as well.
It'll be a busy month of January coming up, that's for sure, isn't it?
It always is. It always is.